Welcome to Relevance for Today, a show where you will be encouraged, inspired, and fed through the Word of God. You will find relevant teachings, tips, discussions, interviews, and more for both believers and even non-believers who are considering salvation through Jesus Christ. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey folks, Steve Lewis. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Relevance for Today. Special guest in the house. Even though he's not a special guest, he's Caleb Daigle. Caleb, how you been, man?
Good. How have you been?
Good. Doing pretty good. Can't complain. Good. Yeah. 80 pounds lighter since the last time you and I were in the studio together.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I wanted Caleb to come over today to give us an update on how life has been going. Youth pastor, busy teaching and all that good stuff. We talked about some of that last time, but I just want to give Caleb the floor. Caleb, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
So, like you said, it's been a little over a year now since, well, it would have been a year at the end of January this year that I've been leading a youth group over at Celebration Center. And it's going good.
Nice.
We've recently, I think it was a couple Fridays ago, we went over to Unity Youth. They had like a big uproar, which is like a youth conference.
Nice.
But it was just like a one-night thing. So like the speaker came up and I think one of his, I don't know if it was part of like the worship team that does uproar, but they came over and it was a good night, you know, good message, good worship. Fun games for the kids and everything.
Yeah. What age group?
So it's grades 6 through 12 for us. I know like some areas do it different. Like I think the Mars Hill, they do kind of like a Unity, which is like their high school kids. Mm-hmm. And then they have like a kind of like a junior high middle school group that they recently started. But
nice.
Yeah, so we do 6 through 12.
Okay.
I think the oldest that we have right now, they're all freshmen. So it'll be grade 9. But yeah, that's going good. I mean, we're diving deep into the word and
diving deep.
I'm trying to do it differently than like I guess like I don't know what I was trying to say.
Exactly not
like doing it differently. Right,
you're doing something that's not just the basic norm.
Right. I wanted when I first started this, like when I first kind of put my name in for it and everything, I talked to Mark about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just I had a different idea about it because like I love the word, I love studying the word.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important part of the kids' lives. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I mean, I'll be truthful. I didn't really read the word at all.
No matter how many times. How many times Steve Lewis said, Caleb.
You know, it's just, right there. Yeah. It was just like one of those things. I don't know if it was because school, like when I was in school, like reading was, and it wasn't something I enjoyed because like I felt like I was forced to do it. Like, you know, you read all the time. And so I think that's what kind of steered me away from it.
Okay.
But yeah, so like, especially for the word, like once I got into it, from like way, way back from the, like one of the first episodes that I jumped on, you know, talking about me returning and my, you know, my path back into the life of,
yes,
you know, with Jesus and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like finding out like, oh my word, what if I would have read the word and studied the word when I was younger? These things would have been like, it would have been right there for me, you know? So I wanted to do something different and just, you know, not necessarily do topics that are
the norm.
Like, the norm, yeah, the norm topics, you know? I want to be able to dive deep in the word and teach them about, you know, that we've been recently doing talking about the Holy Spirit, the importance of a spirit-filled life, the power of it,
nice.
The benefits of like speaking in tongues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you know, that's important for our everyday walk, you know? So Yeah, that part. You know, I just want them to try to encourage them to get into the Word.
Nice.
You know? And even though, you know, as kids don't, not a lot of kids like to read. Being a teacher, I know that. Being a teacher, you see it every day, you know.
Yeah.
You know, kids don't really like to read that much. But, I mean, what else did you say? Youth, I mean, teaching, as far as teaching goes right now, I'm doing good with teaching. This is my second year.
Wow.
As a Title I teacher, I'm working with fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah.
Just doing like reading and math stuff. I have a small group in the morning, like a class, and then afternoons are a little different. But it's been an awesome journey so far, and I can't wait for the years ahead. So
yeah, it's exciting. You remind me of like the Coach Allie and his wife, the Allies, the Allas.
Yep.
There's some other teachers right on the tip of my tongue. But there's quite a few teachers that got down.
Yeah.
Of course, Braden's mom, Deidre.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The ones that were in there. Mr. McKinney. Oh, my gosh. I'm messing his name up. I'm so sorry for messing his name up. He's right over there with you. I always call him by his first name. Oh, my word. He's over the elementary schools, like a fourth grade teacher or something. Third, fourth, or fifth.
Mr. Alla? Oh, no, Mr. McKinney, yeah.
Yeah, it is Mr. McKinney.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What's his first name again?
Jay.
Yeah, there you go. I'm like, it's not McKinney? Yeah.
No, it is McKinney.
Jay was another one. Back in the day, I remember the kids would just always be, just like I'm sure they are with you, Mr. Daigle. Mr. Daigle! He's like, oh, yeah, high five and down the hallway. I spent some time in that elementary school volunteering and stuff. Those were the good old days.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
And we were talking because I was working on getting my equipment running. And you know what I like is when we talked about school a while back, and I played it as one of my reels recently about how you show the kids Christ and all that you do at school and so forth. And you were telling me you get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Tell that whole routine.
Okay. All right.
As a teacher.
So I get up, like 5:15 ish, 5:30. Then I get to school around 7-ish, 7:10, 7:15, anywhere from there. Just kind of sit down in my classroom and listen to some music before the day starts. But the kids get to school and then they go outside around 7:30. So I go downstairs and go outside with the kids and the people who are on duty out there and everything. But and I was telling Steve, you know, it's not something I have to do, you know. But there's like ever since I started working there, you know, as like a substitute teacher. Just being around the kids, you know, that's something that I've always enjoyed doing. And it's a passion of mine, and it's kind of, it's a calling that God has put on my life, you know, teaching gift. But just being able to be around the kids, you know, as a teacher, like that's what we're there for, hopefully. Like I'm hoping that people who go into the teaching profession do it because they enjoy being around kids and they enjoy teaching and helping basically raise these kids to be citizens and, you know, ultimately help them get to the point of graduation and maybe, you know, encouraging them about getting a job, going to college, you know, just any, or even just being a safe place, you know. Sometimes kids come to school and they don't have a safe environment at home, and you can be that place for them for, you know, 6 hours out of the day, you know, just give them that little bit of hope and security. I just enjoy it, you know. So I'll go out at 7:30 and hang out with the kids, talk to some of the ed techs that are outside and kind of walking around and just being a part of their life, you know.
Being a presence,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
And going back to like, I guess like my title, like Title One, the biggest thing that I enjoy about it, it's like, I'm not, I'm not saying it's like a bad thing to be like a regular classroom teacher, like I have like a set classroom and everything, but I really enjoy being around multiple grade levels, right? So like I said, I'm working with fourth and fifth. So I get to see, you know, more than just, I mean, if I was a regular classroom teacher, I'd be able to see the kids, but this way, like, I'm able to grab small groups in the afternoon and kind of just go one-on-one with these kids in smaller groups just to build relationships with them. And then also, you know, I'm able to connect with all those teachers, you know, the fourth grade teachers, the fifth grade teachers. So I love it because you're able to make connections, and that's a big part of our lives, you know, making connections so that you can shine bright through the darkness that surrounds us, you know? So that's what I enjoy about it, being able to be a presence and just, you know, share the love of God through my actions, you know, through building relationships with other teachers and the students and stuff. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And they're going to see that. And the kids, I tell you what, they're going to remember that. Just like you guys remember the stuff we used to do when you guys were younger with the ministry and everything. They're going to remember Mr. Daigle came out, or some of them are probably excited to get there because they get to hang out with you and seeing men and women on the playground having a presence, because every home doesn't have mom and dads.
Right.
That's really awesome.
Yep.
That's the call of God on your life shining through in the workplace. Yep. And that's a perfect example of how you can be a Christian and you can love on others. You don't have to sit there. He's not trying to get on the playground and pull out a Bible and say, get over here. You need to learn about the word of the Lord. No, he's getting out there and being a presence and spending time and getting on their level.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I guess it goes the same, like, because like I've been coaching also throughout this past school year as well. I help out with like the soccer team. I actually coached middle school soccer this year. I don't know if you know that. So
no.
Yeah, so this is my first year doing that. That went really well. We had like that, just giving one example, I mean, just the hard work that these kids put in. I mean, it's not always easy. We had a smaller team this year. One game was down in Holton. We only have 12 kids. One sub, right? So I'm trying to scramble. I'm writing stuff down, like the substitutions, how we can get that one person in to, you know, get some of the other kids out to give them a break and everything. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what, I don't think I ever, like, it was such great soccer from these kids with only one sub, you know? And I told them that. I was like, guys, this, like, you impressed me today because you only had one sub and, you know, you fought through it. If you were a little tired, you knew, okay, we only have one sub, but they really showed that, you know, they put in the work and that they enjoyed playing together. So,
nice.
But yeah, that's just like another aspect of teaching, really. Like, coaching is teaching, and it's cool to see like these kids that I'm coaching now. I knew them from the elementary school, right? So being able to not be their teacher anymore, but to be their coach and to see them in a different way, because teaching in itself, I mean, it's different. You know, you have obviously coaching, sports and everything, there's structure and everything, but it's, you know, you're not have to sit at your desk all day and you have to, you know, be all prim and proper. You know, you can joke around with them. I mean, I joke around with kids at school, but it's just an open environment where, you know, you get to, like, I love joining in, like, some of the kids, they always laugh, but because I love playing sports, you know, and soccer was one of my favorite sports.
Yes, so, it was.
And since we had lower numbers, I always jumped in and played with the middle school boys, and you know, they would laugh and everything. And because, like, when I play, like, I'm competitive, you know, I'm competitive. So sometimes you forget that, but yeah, it's fun, you know. And then I helped out with the high school team, and then coach volleyball. This is my third year coaching volleyball this year.
High school?
Yeah, high school volleyball.
Congratulations on the win.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun. We had like 20 guys.
Wow.
So, and we were able, which, you know, I was really happy with that, Because I mean, 20 guys, a tournament, I mean, you know, once you get towards the playoffs, like I told them, like, guys, when we get to the playoffs, it's
insane.
It's not going to be everybody getting in and everything. But so the way that it was, we had 8 or 9 teams. So we just did pool play, or not pool play, but we just kind of, it was like 7 games. So you play one team once,
mm-hmm.
and all of the 7 teams, and then whoever out of the 7, the top 4 go to the playoffs. So, but I mean, out of those 7 games, we got everybody in, all 20
wow.
people in, which, you know, I was happy with that. They were able to experience, you know, and I know volleyball isn't a long season, but I mean, still being able to give them the chance to actually get in and
yeah
and to play in the tournament, which I was pretty happy about. So I'm excited to see what next season brings too, because we'll have that same, the majority of that same group will only be losing 4, but.
Nice.
Yeah. And then coaching, I actually start coaching middle school track next week. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that'll be a fun experience.
You're staying busy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that's another passion of mine. I don't know if it's because I have a teaching gift. So, like, coaching on the flip side is another teaching thing. So
yeah.
I love sports and everything. Just being able to stay connected
yeah.
with the kids. Yeah, that's my big thing.
Yep.
That's what I enjoy doing.
And you saw that in Coach Allie
yep.
and Coach Alla.
Yep. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. And I guess that's what kind of started in my heart too, because I saw, you know, I saw like Coach Allie, both of them,
yep.
Carrie and Todd, you know,
yep.
Just, and John, Coach Alla, I mean, those like
awesome
growing
people.
Up being, yeah, being, having them in school
mm-hmm.
and then also having them in sports, but just to see like how much they cared about
yes.
the kids that they coached, you
the
know,
interaction.
It, you know, it came down to obviously, you know, like winning was fun to win, but bottom line is they cared about
mm-hmm.
the people that were on their teams.
Yes.
And so that really impacted me. I mean, it impacted a lot of people because of their passion for the sport, but not only that, the passion for the kids that they were coaching, you know?
Yeah. And it was relational.
Yep.
You know, when you saw them, it wasn't just a teacher. It was, you know, they're going to work on helping you get your grades up and stuff like that and help you in the classroom. But then they're also teaching you life lessons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that whole relationship, that's the whole thing I was thinking when you were talking about showing up to school early, being there for the kids, but then also coaching the kids.
Yep.
You're building a relationship with these kids that will last a lifetime.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's really good. So you were also talking about, now when you said, let's get back to the youth, because you were talking about Uproar?
Yeah, Uproar. So it's...
what is that?
So Uproar, it's a youth conference.
Okay.
Ryan Scully, who is the Unity, him and his wife are the Unity youth leaders over at Mars Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He had told me about it. I think it originally started in New York, and they had brought their youth group there.
Okay.
For, I don't know if it was for a few years or not, but last year they actually had an Uproar conference down in Charleston,
mm-hmm.
At the Charleston Church, and kind of did it with like the Faith Bible School and everything. We didn't end up going. I'm trying to get some numbers in to see if the kids want to go down there this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's absolutely free. Free.
Oh wow.
F-R-E. That spells
F-R-E,
free, right?
Spells free.
It's
free.
And so that Friday night, I think the speaker, Cody, I think his name is, but
okay.
he was talking about it. He's like, yeah, you know, I got in this ministry and I still believe to this day, he's been doing it for like 13 years or something crazy like that.
Really?
And he's led the whole ministry. It's been completely free.
Wow.
Ever since he started.
That's
he's
awesome.
Like, he's like, we get like, he was talking about the blessings that he gets like with money and everything to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, that's like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's a youth conference. They have it in New York, but then I think last year was the first year that they had it in Charleston also. So there's two dates.
Okay.
But then this year they did like the one night things. So they had to cancel down in Charleston because it, Thursday we had snow. Friday there was no snow. So he was able to come up.
Okay.
But then Saturday there was supposed to be a big storm.
Mm.
So it's like he was able to come up to Mars Hill and do the uproar night here. So that was pretty cool. And you talked a little bit about that. But you know, it's just a youth conference to get people on fire for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little different, obviously, because it was a one-night thing. I think the youth conference, they have like baptisms and everything. So if kids come and give their life to the Lord, you know, they can baptize them there. But the whole ministry is about bringing people, like the younger generation to the Lord.
And, nice.
You know, causing an uproar, stir, and a shift in the generation. That's why it's called uproar. So
fire in their bones type thing.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, kind of sparking up sparking up the hunger again.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, I feel like sometimes there's a lack of hunger, especially in the younger generation.
Yeah. I know.
So it's pretty cool what they're doing, and they're doing good work. So.
Yeah, and you know when you said that, you know it's a tough pill to swallow, but it starts with us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Starts with us, 70, 60, 50-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, to be on fire for the Lord, so the youth will see it and go, "Hey, I want what they have."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep. But if they see us just sitting back like, like this Christian stuff is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They want to see us out and about and doing things and being about the Father's business and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That makes them want to draw closer to him and be on fire for him.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. So maybe we'll have to get me his information if you can.
Yeah. I'll have to.
We'll have to have him on the show sometime.
Yeah. I'll go on their website too. You can go. I don't know if it's like Uproar Conference. I'll send it to you. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think his name, I'm pretty sure his name is Cody. Like they over there in Marcel, they know him and stuff because I've gone so many times and they've communicated. So.
Okay. Is it Pastor Falloon's church?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That one. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. So.
Awesome. Yeah. That's good. And that way the youth get reached. And because, hey, we need more young people.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
You're in a group now. You and Jem started going to a group.
Yeah, I always butcher the name. It's AYA, which is a Rustic Young Adults.
Mm-hmm.
But they have they do a Bible study on Wednesday night. So the first time I went last night, and you know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, it's just for me, like, you know, being a young adult and you know, a Christian and hungry for the word and wanting to keep my life in tune with, you know, the Holy Spirit and what God has for me.
Yeah.
You know, finding a group, you know, I've always like, oh man, I wish there was a group, but then that started, they've been doing it for a little while, but.
Okay.
So, but joined in with that. And I mean, it was good to be around, you know, people on like hungry for the word, hungry.
Yeah.
To have fellowship with fellow believers.
Like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
What age group is it? Because, I mean, we might as well put a plug in.
So it is from ages 18 to 30.
Okay.
So if you're 18, you can go. If you're 30, you can go.
But if you're 54, I can't.
No, unfortunately, no. No, but so like, it was like a group of them, you know. I think there was 3 or 4 of them that kind of got together, and they basically, you know, God laid on their heart young adults, you know,
nice.
And they're in that age group, obviously. So just, you know, getting that in there, getting that plug and starting it up just to give people a safe place to go and just a fellowship and, you know, enjoy life together, you know?
Awesome. Yeah. That's exciting, man. And that's at the Hub.
Yeah, so it's at the Hub.
In Presque Isle.
Yeah, the Hub at 6:30.
on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
6:30.
Yep.
So if you're watching this and you're local, head over to the Hub, check it out. 6:30 p.m.
Yep.
AYA.
Yep.
Aroostook Youth.
Young Adults. Aroostook Young Adults. Yeah.
Young Adults. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. There's people from, obviously Fort Fairfield. There's people from, there's a few college kids that from Umpy that go, and there's one from NMCC, but there's some people from Washburn,
nice.
Easton.
That's good.
Caribou.
And there was like 15 of you?
There was like 15 of us last night.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
It was a pretty big group. But,
so if you're in that age window, make sure you get over there and check that out. Yeah, that'll be exciting. Look for Caleb Daigle. He'll be there. Sitting there with his beard, chilling.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to share on? I just wanted to update everybody on how you're doing, how things are going. Yeah. This will be on Kingdom Community TV in a few weeks. We've got a couple shows ahead, but of course, by the time you all see this, it's going to be a few weeks ahead. And it's good to have Caleb on. As most of you know, we've done quite a few shows together back in the day. Need to start digging those out and replaying them because the messages never get old.
Right, yeah.
You know, and one of the things I was telling some pastors and stuff, we were just talking about life, and I was talking about the importance of podcasting and making videos and putting them online and so forth is because these video recordings are going to outlive us.
That's true, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, so your great-great-great-grandchildren are going to be able to say, I want to listen to great-great-great-grandfather talking about the youth and the uproar thing they were doing. And maybe we should rewind that. We want to learn about that. Write that down because we could start something like that or whatever it might be. But we don't know what technology is going to be like 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years from now if the Lord hasn't returned. And so all these recordings, it's like digging out old books that were antiques. But these are going to be on whatever the new YouTube is and so forth. But no, that's awesome. So one of the things we can say that we've learned today, as we've talked about in the past, was as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, you can still be in the workplace and still represent Christ.
Right, yeah.
Without beating people to death with the Word of God, but you can show them who Christ is through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Right,
through the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All those things all incorporated, and people are going to look and go, Mr. Daigle, like you said in the last recording, when you said the one lady said to you, why are you so happy in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Why are you so happy in the morning? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Tell that story again real quick.
Okay, I don't know. Like I said, I get there early, and I listen to music. So I don't know. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of like EDM music, electronic dance music,
because
I have that big speaker system in my room, and it has like the subwoofer and everything. So I'll be blasting that in the morning. It'll be shaking my classroom, like, oof, 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 you know, the bass and everything. But you know, and then I'll just be singing, or if it's like a worship song, or like a rap song, that like that Afterthought, you know,
the Christian
underground rapper. Yeah. You know, he's been what I've been playing lately too, but I'll just be humming it or singing it. And at that time, I don't know if I was just coming upstairs from being outside first thing in the morning, but I was just singing or, you know, smiling, whatever. Mm-hmm. And someone was walking by and they were like, why are you so happy in the morning? And I'm just like, I'm just laughing and everything. And I just kind of, I laughed and I don't remember what I said, but I'm walking by, and I'm like, when I was walking away, I'm just thinking in my head, because I got the joy of the Lord.
Yes. You know?
The joy, it's in Nehemiah 8:10, I think it is. The joy of the Lord is my strength, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, I got to hold on to that because especially being in the workplace with a lot of people from the world, you know, you get... when you're not surrounded by the church and you're not fellowshipping with them, you know, there's a lot of, oh, is it Friday yet? Oh, the week's almost over. You know, I was talking to Ryan about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, holy, he's like, holy, there's a lot of people here that are just like waiting for Friday. And I'm like, oh yeah, you'll hear that a lot. And you know, like I don't want it to sound like, oh well, why are you being so like rude? But it's like, and I say this to the kids, or the kids say that or whatever, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, Friday comes every week.
Yeah, that's
every true. Every 7 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it repeats.
Mm.
They come every single week.
Yeah.
So for someone to just continuously say that, you know, for me, it's the opposite. I don't care what day it is.
Yeah.
Right? For today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. There's another one. There's another reason why I'm happy in the morning, right? Another reason why I'm happy in the morning.
Yeah.
But
and maybe that'll brush off on others.
And I hope so, because, you know, you can only say it, oh, is it Friday yet, so much. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you're really that miserable, you know, take a day off or something, you know, but
living the dream.
Living the dream, yeah. You know. But it's just,
I know people need hope.
They do.
They need hope because the other side of that coin is we don't know what their life is
right.
like.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Right. As much as, you know, when we're sitting back, like when I wake up in the morning, I'm singing, I'm ready to go. I'm putting on some music or something. But some people, they're living in fear, they're living in depression, things are sad for them, they have no hope.
Yep.
They just look forward to the weekend so they can just do themselves.
Right, yeah,
and
you're right.
I got to get out of here and do this and this, and I'm ready to go. And it shows through them saying that.
Yep.
But it also, for Christians, for followers of Jesus Christ, we're able to see that in people, and maybe we can bring some joy into them.
Right. Yep.
Insert some chipper joy.
Yeah.
You know, find out what they like.
Let it rub off, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of let it rub off. Yeah.
Yep. They go in the classroom and there's a box of chocolates on the table or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're like, wow.
Yeah.
Somebody does care. Because for you guys in the, it's kind of like Barb in the nursing field. You guys in the school field, there's a category of jobs that are kind of like thankless jobs.
Yeah.
Where you'll break your back and you will break your back and break your back. And sometimes you never even realize if these kids even care.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
It's a seed that you plant that you won't see the fruit sometimes for 20 years.
Yep. You're
then all
right.
of a sudden some grown up comes to you and says, man, thank you for being there for me on the playground. Because I really didn't have a father figure in my life. And Mr. Daigle, you were always there. And they're going to call you Mr. Daigle when they're like 50 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When they're 30, they're going to say, Mr. Daigle. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're going to plant seeds in those people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of those jobs. Because you guys, sad to say it, you sometimes see children more than their own parents see them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's a big deal what you guys do at school. So for all you teachers out there, shout out to all of you out there, because you're helping some of you, not all of you. I know some of you just can't stand children, but some of you are literally helping raise those kids.
Yep.
And hopefully you're teaching them the right way.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess I want to say that. I don't want to get myself in trouble, but at the same time, it's like, I know there's some teachers that might speak against guys like us who love the Lord and are followers of Jesus Christ, but there's many others that just showing the love to these young people and giving them hope for a brighter day.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Beautiful.
That's good. That is good. That is good.
Yeah. So thank you to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, loving on the kids.
Listen, God, he gave me that gift, right? That's one of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives.
Yep.
You know,
that's right.
The teaching gift. So,
yep.
That's what it says in the word. If, you know, your gift is to teach, Do it with excellence.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So,
that's right. That's good. And you're going above and beyond. You're not just saying, okay, well, this is my job title. I'm sticking to that and I'm getting out of here. You're like, I'm getting up early. I'm going to bed early. I'm getting up early. I'm getting out here. I'm bonding with these kids, having some hangout time.
Yep.
We're reading together. We're doing class together. We're doing sports together.
Yep.
That's awesome, man.
Yep. I enjoy it.
Awesome work. Yep. Well, I'm going to go ahead and have you pray, my man.
All right.
That was good.
Okay.
Good stuff. Pray for teachers too, by the
way. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship between Steve and I. It's been a while. And thank you for just who you are and the simple ways that you bless us every day that, you know, sometimes we may not even see it. It's kind of like that song by Maverick City. I think it's called Little Miracles.
Million little miracles.
Thank you for those million little miracles that happen every day, Lord. And I just pray right now for all the teachers that are out there that, for one, who are followers of you, teachers and ed techs alike, and principals, administration, whoever it is in the education system, coaches as well. I just pray right now and I uplift every one of them up and just pray and declare over them just strength, you know, the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because times are tough as far as schooling goes. You know, we're seeing a different generation of kids sometimes that can be tough, you know. But I just pray right now so that your joy would be instilled in us, that the fruit of your spirit would be instilled in us, that we would continuously be in your word, eating the bread of life so that we may continue to grow in your fruit of the spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, patience, kindness, and so on. And that our joy will never break so that we can release that joy and release that peace and release that patience and all those things into the lives around us, if it's a kid or our classroom or if it's a fellow teacher or fellow ed tech.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also pray for the ones who aren't followers of you, Lord, that are in the education system. And I just pray so that the lives of those teachers who are followers of you can plant seeds in the hearts of those who, you know, are just living and working to work and just kind of struggling in the areas of their lives. And then they come to work and they don't have any encouragement. So I just pray right now and declare that we would be the encouragement in their lives to these kids who come and who are struggling, and the teachers and the ed techs and the administrators as well, so that we would be an encouragement to them and that we would spread your word and continue to do that. And I just pray and uplift Steve right now, Lord. Thank you for all the hard work that he's put in and just the continuous effort and attitude that he has towards this work, you know, getting the word of God out and teaching people about the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit and everything that's in the Word. And I just pray a blessing on him so that he would, you know, keep growing, Lord. And that the access would be infinity and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear
Amen.
Says,
yes.
So that he would keep growing and it would be so much growth that, you know, when the time comes that they'll, you know, that someone will be there when he passes on, that someone will be able to step in mm-hmm. and continue this path because of how important it is and how much of a blessing he already is doing this reverence for today, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Caleb Daigle. Yes. So, hey, listen, thank you all for tuning in to this awesome episode. It's good to catch up with you, Caleb.
Yeah, good to catch up with you, too.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have him on the show more often in between his schedule when we can get him in there. But it's been a blessing to have him on. And, hey, thank you for the prayer.
Yeah, no problem.
As for me and all the teachers out there as well. And hey, with that being said, folks, don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. You can head over to YouTube. You can subscribe on any podcast app. You can head over to kingdomcommunity.tv and watch my TV shows. But you can also watch some other amazing TV shows as well on there for free. And hey, with that being said, we love you. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for tuning in as always.
Peace.